We are learning Masechtas Be'ed of Chavdal Ramon Beis, and we start from the Mishnah Chavdal Ramon Aleph. Metzuda is chaya va'oif v'dogim sha'osom erev yontif. You set traps in order to catch either chayas, wild animals, or birds, or fish, and you set up them for yontif. Lo yitam erev yontif. You should not take from them a yontif. Why? We are scared that it came on yontif, it was trapped on yontif, and halacha is that's muksa, because since when yontif came in, these animals weren't royal achil yet, they weren't trapped yet, so we're scared it got trapped on yontif. And therefore, you're not allowed to take from Yontav al Tzmuksa. Only you know if you know for sure it was already in the trap before Yontav. There's a story that a certain non-Jew brought fish to Rav Gamliel. But Omar, he's a matar man, really mutter. Elish, ain't returning the kalman, but I don't want to take from him because I don't like him. But smash from Rav Gamliel, that's not Muksa, even though it might have been trapped today, which is really a stira to the earlier halacha of the Mishnah. And that's the Gemara immediately asks. Great thing, Markasha, Maisa Listar. It's a stira. It says that of that you're worried maybe it was trapped on Yontiv and it's also as Muksa. And then it says that Gemil said it's Mutta, Maisa Listar, Gemara Ksuri Mechsura. There's something missing in our Mishnah. Valchitani. Sofik Mukhan also. The halacha is that Tanakama holds a Sofik if it's Mukhan and now it's also. Even though Muksa is only the Rabbanon, Tosfos Shoshanim speaks out in the Gimel Beis that Muksa is more Chomer, it's like a Deraisa. And therefore, Sofik Mukhan is also. That's one teretz. All of the farshim say, "As dovas yeshlo matir." Since you get it after yontiv, so a suffik is not mutter. So a suffik muchan loch is also. Ragamil says no. Ragamil mati by suffik muchan. Umaisenami v'nochi echad. So we're missing the words. Ragamil mati. He holds a suffik muchan is mutter. Umaisenami v'nochi shevi dogim ragamil. But Amar mutarim says mutter. Elsha ain't returning the kavmenu. But I don't want to accept it from him because I don't like him. Amar avudam shmuel ain't halach ragamil. We don't pass ragamil. We hold Sofik Mukhan, if it's a Sofik, if it was prepared before, if it was ready trapped before, the halacha is that's asur. Ikid the master law, some agarish, Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, on something else. The time looked in the Braisa. Sofik Mukhan, is Sofik if it was trapped before Yontif. Rav Gamliel, Matir, Rishua Asur. Same thing if it's Sofik, if it was taken off a tree before Yontif. Same Shaila. Sofik Mukhan means we're not sure if it was prepared for Yontif. So Rav Gamliel, Matir, Rishua Asur. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, halacha Rav Yehuda. We pass like Rav Yehuda, which means the same thing like Ein Halacha Gamliel. Just Rashi speaks out. We couldn't say before Halacha Rabbi Shua because it didn't say it. There was no first Rabbi Shua there. That's why I'd say Halacha Rabbi Meal. But here it's saying Halacha Rabbi Shua that we pass in Sofik Mukhan's Asr. Nigin the Master Laha. And some agaris said on this price, on the following price. The time went to the price. Sheikhtim mina Negrorim v'yomtim. Negrorim is a beaver's enclosure because this we hold, like our Mishnah, that enclosure is considered trapped already. So you could take one of those animals and Sheikhtim v'yomtim. Avaloimin or Shoshoshim v'yomtim v'yomtim. These different type of nets. Traps. You cannot take chayis out of the traps and shecht it on yontif. Why not? Because we're worried that maybe it came on yontif. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, he argues, he says, it depends. Rashi explains that these traps were very long traps, like 2,000 amos long. And even if someone was trapped on the other end, you wouldn't see it from here. But you see the net is pulled because the animal tried to get out. So if you see it's makulkul, me'erav yontif, be a duos from Erev Yom Tov Nitzoydu. You see the animal got in there before Yom Tov already. Because Erev Yom Tov, you see already, it's like ruined the nets. Umetarim, so it's mutter. Ba'o matzum akakom b'Yom Tov. He found on Yom Tov, became a kokol. Be a duos from Yom Tov Nitzoydu v'asurim. Then it's also because of muksa. So Gemara says, the shtikol diik, that it's a stira. Haguf akasha. Amrit ba'o matzum akakom Erev Yom Tov. He says, you see Erev Yom Tov that it's ruined. Be a duos from Erev Yom Tov Nitzoydu. So you know, it was already trapped before Yom Tov. Taima. The It's only because you found before Yontav that it was ruined, so you know it was trapped before Yontav. Hosveika, be a Sofik Mukhan, be Asr. Then look at the Sefer. Emer Sefer, Ba Matz Mukhan, be Yontav. You found on Yontav that it's ruined, be a Duash, be Yontav that's Saidu. You know that it happened on Yontav. Time of the Ba Matz Mukhan. It's only for on Yontav you see positively that Mukhan Yontav. Hosveika, Merab Yontav. And then you know it's Asr. Hosveika, Merab Yontav. But if you're not sure when it happened, it's mutter. So it's a stira. The ratio sounds like the only time it's mutter is if I see it's ruined before yontif. And the safer says the only time it's aser is you see it's ruined on yontif. So what's going on? So Gemara says, Hachikabar. Bo matzah mekukom erav yontif. If you saw mekukom erav yontif, you saw it was ruined erav yontif, via duash erav yontif, and it's soidu erav mutar. Hosveika. But if it's a suffix, nasa it's like. It's like you saw it only happen on Yontif, and it's also. So really, Sofik is also. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, halacha Gershom Elazar. We pass Gershom Elazar that Sofik Mukhan It's taka also. What? And that's nasa. It's like this. You read it like this. If you came before Yontav, you saw as mukulko, then it's muta. Sofik is aser, and it's like, it's ke'ilu, you found that it only became mukulko on Yontav. Not.
What about the second half of the rice?
No, it just, that's the nasa. That's part of nasa. Oh. Nasa, that's the second half of the rice meal. It's like nasa, like that. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Va'amah mutarmein. Rabbi Gamil said that's mutar, but he didn't want to take it from the guy because he didn't like the guy. So Gemara says like this, mutarm lamai. Till now we assume like simple, mutarm means you're allowed to eat it. Now Gemara reads the machlekes really about it. Rabbam mutarm lekavel, you're allowed to accept it and be metaltlit, but you can't eat it. Levi mutarm ba'achila, it's mutar ba'achila. And actually the Rajva has a kash over here that if Rav says that you're not allowed to eat it, so why are you talking about metaltlit? It's muksa, I can't eat it. So he says, since Sofik Mukhan, it's only Sofik Mukhan, it's enough if we answer the eating. No, here it's even in Sofik Muksa, it's enough if we ask it to eat it, which is a more, when it comes to Muksa, to eat Shemesh Muksa is worse than Metalfala. Well, Metalfala, let him do it. He probably could, because I'm not that Shemesh now. Could be that's called Shemesh. Right, it could be that we call Shemesh. That's like eating, yeah, it could be that's called Shemesh. Omarab. Rav says you should always make sure you stay in the terrace the whole day. Don't miss even 1 hour. Why? We are both of our Rebbe. When he said the Shmaitzav, in the evening he said that Safik Mukhan is Mutav Achila. He said it was from Shimon Gamil. But Safra Amar Mutarim LeKabel. In the morning he changed it. He said all Shimon Gamil said was Mutar LeKabel. It's Rav Gamil, I think. Rav Gamil, yeah. Or Gamil said that it's mutal lekabel. So I know that Avav in Joshua had to be. I was in the mishmash next morning, so I was chayzer because I heard him. I heard Rebbe be chayzer. Levi lahav in Joshua lehav el hadavim. Levi wasn't in the mishmash, did not change his opinion. So we have a chayzer of Gamil when he says mutal. Is mutal vachilo or just mutal taltal? Meisve and Meisve kasha. It says in the brayso nokesh evidar in Yisrael. A guy that brings a present to Israel, a little dog him up and even dog him that look fresh, who pairs by Yom, look like pairs from today, mutarim, it's mutar. Like Rashi explains, who else will hold mutar besides Rav Gamil? And it says mutar. So Bishlam al-Amadi on mutarim l'kabel shapir. We understand it's possibly such a thing that happened today and it's mutar, we can understand. El-Amadi on mutarim b'achila, pairs by Yom, mishar b'achila, haki mutar b'achila, it's muksa. So Gemara says back, I don't understand you either. If it happened today, it looks fresh, it happened today, you can't be metaltal either. Well, the Tameich, Peiris B'yam Mishar V'tiltol, so I'm not the V'tiltol either. So we anyway don't understand this price. Elo, V'kavri Da'adimi. Rashi explains, talking like this, that it's really from yesterday. But, and we knew it was from yesterday, just it was fresh because it's where it breathed in the air, the fish, the gills, I think it's called, was nice and red, and therefore it looked like it was fresh. Uperi the kvishi biyarka, and the peiris you soaked them with vegetables and they kept it fresh, but it, not really to when it fresh. Askinan. So my kol b'nei yom. Why kol b'nei yom? Shoyikayim b'nei yom. It's similar to b'nei yom. I ask me a question. So what's the chiddush? So Rashi, the chiddush is no maris ayin. Even though we knew it happened yesterday, but maybe not eat just fresh fruit. People will think they caught it today. It'd be a problem muksa, and therefore, and then that's mutter. Now Toysis doesn't like this pshat. Toysis says if for sure it was cut off yesterday, what's the chiddush? He doesn't like Rashi pshat. So Toysis says it was a suffix, and we're going with Rangamil, hold suffix mukhan is mutter. That's the pshat why it's mutter, because go like Rangamil, hold suffix mukhan. Umra Papa, Hilchasa. If a guy brings you a present, yantif, you sit in your house, he brings you a whole basket of fresh fruit. If it's fruit, which are type of things that are mechubar, asr, it's asr. Why Rashi says, why is it asr? Rashi says, because of muksa. Because of shua is caught today. Rav Shimon doesn't hold a muksa. Rav Shimon agrees to this muksa. Because even Rav Shimon agreed to argue, he agrees to this muksa because he holds that something that's dachya biyadayim is considered muksa. Something that I dafka didn't cut before Shabbos, before Yontev, is called muksa. And therefore he holds, he agrees that here it's muksa, and therefore you can't eat it. And not only that, in the evening also, you can't eat it until enough time that it takes to cut it down. Now why is that? So Rashi says, it shouldn't be nena for melechas Yontev. So the Maram asks, so why don't you say right away that the reason why you can't eat it because nena melechas Yontev? Why is it muksa? So Maram says, one pshat is because muksa is a gay, even if you cut it for himself. Hanah is only if you cut it for you. If you cut it for himself, it's a muksa. And I think he says one more pshat, why Rashi says muksa. One pshat is that pshat. And the other pshat, he says, that Muxus was also a tiltal. If it's also Loya Henna, it's not also a tiltal. But this was also a tiltal. If it says Rashi is Muxa. But there's another thing. There's also a Kadesh Yasu. That's not Muxa. That's an Isser, also shouldn't be Nena. Now Rashi brings down a Shiloh. What happens if you have 2 day Yontif? And he caught a few on the first day and he brought it to you. You can't be Nena for them. Kadesh Yasu means until after the second day Yontif, or after Matzah Yontif Rishon, Yontif Sheni, you can wake Kadesh Yasu and eat it. So Rashi holds his mutter. He says it's like a snake of the yoma. But Marashah, if today was Yontif, then tomorrow's Chol, you can eat it. If today was Chol, then there's no problem. But he brings down from other Bali Taisvis that it's also. The Rashi brings down from a different Rabbi Yitzchak Levi that it's also. And Taisvis here explains, long Taisvis here, why it's also. Because Taisvis learns that the Gzeira is, you might tell him to do it. That's a Gzeira, even the second day Yontif is also. Because you might tell him to do it. It's still also today. Today's Yasu is only mutter on a day that's mutter to eat. On its mutter to eat. That's the only time it's mutter. Al-Kaponim, so that's Allah. Read it one more time inside. If it's the type of thing that doesn't have mechubar, for example, it's something that he brought you a newspaper or something, so toicha tchum is mutter. Within the tchum, it's mutter. Mechutz the tchum is also. Why? Because we know he did a malach for you. He brought it from chutz the tchum. But if it's brought for you, someone else is allowed to use it. Different Yisrael. So Rashi and Tosfos ask, we know that if someone, let's say, carries water for you on Shabbos, it's Mishnah and Shabbos, or does some kind of malacha for you, the guy does malacha for you, no one's allowed to be net of him. So why is here different? So if it's Rashi, because here it's only Issa Derabbanon, Tchum is only Issa Derabbanon. By Issa Derabbanon, it's mutter for other people. For you it's awesome, but it's mutter for other people. That's the pshat. That's the chilek between the Mishnah and Shabbos and here, because here, it was Issa Derabbanan, but Issa Deraisa, if a guy does a malacha, no one's allowed to be net of him. Right. Not even other people. What? It's not Issa Deraisa. It's that's why it's also there. Here it's supposed to tchum. Tchum at a caramelist. No, maybe it's talking about a caramelist, or maybe it's talking about a caramelist, or maybe they could be here talking about a caramelist. There wasn't a case of Issa Deraisa. You don't know. You don't know for sure it's Issa. You don't know. Chutz tchum, you know, okay, chutz tchum, then you know for sure it's Issa. But the case not Mishnah Shabbos lighting a fire or taking off grass, these type of things, it's also for everyone. But here, it's only also for him because it's only up to this Israel, not for all the Israelim, because it's only Issa Derabbanan.